today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Jason and Jamie Nick Carter sued for sexual battery for something that happened in 2001.
Okay, I need you to speak to me like the dumb person I am. How? Yeah. What is the statute of limitations? This is okay. This is 21 years ago, so, allegedly.
Statute of limitations got very... So statute of limitations, broadly speaking, is an amount of time that you have to file a civil lawsuit, which this is, or a threatened lawsuit. Well, actually, I think she actually sued. But at the time, she was 17 years old. The alleged victim was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. There are exceptions to the statute of limitations, especially in the case of underage individuals, when they are, for whatever reason, prevented or delayed in their acceptance of the fact that they were mistreated, and they only realize it later on, which is a syndrome that was really came to light in the 80s and 90s of this delayed reaction to sexual assault. Here we have an alleged victim who has a number of cognitive disorders. Cerebral palsy, and there was one other, and I don't have it at my fingertips. So my guess is
autism as well.
Okay, and it was, and I'm speculating here, but my guess is the way they're going to argue to get around the statute of limitations is to say that she did not have the cognitive ability at the time to recognize this as sexual assault. The facts of it just came as sexual battery. The facts of it just came to light later on in her mind, and therefore she is within the statutory period. It's a difficult situation because oftentimes if somebody comes forward and says they were sexually battered back in 2001, you'd say, A, the statute of limitations kicks in, and B, it's been 22 years. And it's always wrong to say to a victimized woman, why did it take you so long to come forward? Because there is a lot of mental process that goes along with bringing forward these kinds of claims. But nevertheless, 21 years is a extraordinary long period of time.
Yeah.
And even to prove the case, you know, there's reasons for the statute of limitations. I talked about this yesterday. There's reasons for them. It's because evidence grows cold, witnesses' memories lapse. What Nick Carter is saying is that this young woman has been manipulated into believing that something happened when something didn't. We have no idea, obviously. We're just sitting here. We can read the allegations in the complaint. There's some really awful stuff. She says that she was provided, the victim says in the lawsuit that she was provided with alcohol, that he sexually battered her, and that he basically said, you better keep it quiet, and he said some awful things.
And on top of it, she's alleging that he gave her an STD.
And then she claims that she got an STD from him. What do you do in a situation like this? I mean, it's again, you never want to push back against victims because so many women do suffer these things for long periods of time. We saw it in Bill Cosby, right? Mm-hmm. And finally, when there were enough women that came forward, others who had been victimized by him came forward and said, look, it happened to me too. This guy did this to me as well, and I've remained silent for too long. What do you do in a situation you have a woman now, at the time a girl, who suffers from cognitive disabilities, who very well may not have had the capacity to understand what was happening to her, but you have an accused person who's saying, and this is a line from his lawyer, the claim about an incident that supposedly took place more than 20 years ago is not only legally meritless, but entirely untrue. He's saying, how am I supposed to prove my innocence in the court of public opinion, if not in court itself, for something that happened over 20 years ago?
He's 42 now, so I believe he would have been 21. I don't remember what I wore on Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with this. And it is interesting. This is not his first time being sued. Claimed that there was some
claims put against him.
Yes, somebody alleged that he raped them. And
yes.
This story, it's very interesting. The story of that is very similar to this. It takes place in a bathroom. It involves alcohol. It is around the same age. So it's, you can look at it two ways. Is this a pattern that Nick Carter used to do? Or did this woman perhaps hear this story, read this story, maybe rewrite history
in
her mind?
Other people influenced her.
Exactly.
That something had happened. Right.
Yeah. So it is, assuming this is not true, poor guy is having a terrible time right now. His brother just died. ABC just canceled the Backstreet Boys special.
Well, that happened as a result of this. So that's the other shoe that dropped in this whole thing. And I think a lot of it has to do, Jimmy, bringing a good point about the previous accusations. Given this accusation, ABC has come along and canceled the Backstreet Boys holiday special that was due to air this week. And it's pretty, you know, the timing is clear. They didn't come out and say why they had done it, but it's now the accusations come and they immediately pull it off the air. You got to think that one led to the other.
Of course. What else? I mean, Backstreet Boys are having a big year. Like, they're back. So this is.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Backstreet
they're on
Boys
tour.
Are back?
Backstreet's back. All right.
No. Haven't they been on tour for the last 25 years?
But they. No.
No.
No. How dare you? No, they've been back. They had a big summer anyway, but they've been writing new music. They have Christmas songs out. And so this is a big blow to them.
Yeah. It's interesting. ABC's reaction. ABC is obviously, you know, they're more of a family friendly brand. They're owned by Disney.
And sexually assaulting a disabled underage girl does not.
It's not good. I have to think, though, if it was a different network, if it was NBC, if it was CBS, if it was Fox, would the reaction have been the same? I mean, one thing I think, Jimmy, and correct me if you think I'm wrong. What we've learned over the last 5 years, 7 years, the Me Too movement and before that, is that people don't really care that much. Mm-hmm. People want to watch the stars they like and listen to the music from the artists they like. There are exceptions when they get really bad. I think people care about Bill Cosby. They care about Harvey Weinstein. They might care about Kanye West, maybe. But I don't think, honestly, I don't think the average Backstreet Boys loving fan who would have tuned into the show would have cared.
I'm actually shocked it's not filed under a Jane Doe.
Yeah,
the fact that this girl, woman, named herself, has her name out there is wild. Because not only are they not going to care, they're not gonna, 2001.
Yeah.
And I know that's the wrong approach, but that's how people think. 2001, where you been?
Right.
What happened?
Well, it may be the wrong approach, but it may there's merit to it, right? I mean, as much as we want to push back against why did it take you so long, and we never want to go after victims. And this is such an interesting case because you have the cerebral palsy, the autism. You do have to, you know, it's an interesting case, but typically that's a good question. Like, why did it take 21 years? Now, I'm not saying there's never an answer. Oftentimes there is a very good answer, but it's a question that needs to be asked, and it's something that goes it factors in. But I think you're right. I don't think that the public would have cared. I think this is a specific sort of Disney-like reaction to this, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's interesting because we've seen through a million different cases the people don't care. Louis C.K. is back. He's bigger than ever. And frankly, I think he regrets having gone away, having hidden himself.
Yeah.
I think if it happened today, he would have leaned into the allegations. He would have said, I never did it. I never touched anybody, you know, the whole thing. And so I just think it's a different time than it was 5 years ago. And I'm surprised by the reaction.
I honestly think if it was a very Backstreet summer, they probably wouldn't have canceled it.
Okay.
I think
Christmas
something
being the wholesome,
is sacred about Christmas that they don't want to go there. But I'm looking back at this story and I'm not trying to poke holes. I'm just speaking out loud. It's odd. This story is odd. If she was not of a capable mind, why is she alone at a concert? Why is she where is her chaperone that she's now on a tour bus? There's a lot of weird things about this. So I'm interested to see.
That's a very good question. Very good question.
You know?
And we obviously don't know the answers to those questions yet. Presumably they'll come out in litigation. It could settle very quickly. But Nick Carter, it's an interesting, you know, Nick Carter guaranteed this morning or last night is on a team with people called crisis PR people.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people that are paid a lot of money to jump into situations like this and come out with a coordinated public response to allegations like this. Right now, they've just issued a denial, legally meritless and entirely untrue. But, which is an odd way to phrase. Shouldn't you do entirely untrue and legally meritless? They sort of, anyway.
Yeah, we dropped the ball on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now they're meeting with a whole team of people who are going to come out with an offensive to try to push back on these allegations. And it could get nasty, it could settle quickly, but there's a strategy meeting going on that's been going on all night. And,
Olivia Pope is there. Olivia Pope is sitting next to Nick Carter as we speak. If this isn't true, this is just horrendous.
Yes. But since you can't see this, what you can see is the Merry Elfin Christmas special for TMZ, which is available
sure
on Hulu.
Sure can. Zero sexual
battery. We actually have singers much better than the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yes, we do.
We have Smokey Robinson.
Smokey Robinson, yeah. Post Malone, yeah. Kenny G.
Give me a break. All right, moving on to the Amy Robach and TJ Holmes case. They're still together despite the fallout from the relationship coming to light. So, you know, we had gotten reports, Jamie, that their relationship may be falling on hard times, but it seems that's not the case.
No,
right?
they're very much still together. We have not seen them together because they are smart,
yeah.
And it is perhaps best to not go on a picnic at Central Park's, you know, lovely areas. But,
especially in the middle of winter.
Sure. Oh, fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're very much together and still not on air. But my favorite part is my queen legend icon, Gayle King.
Well, we're going to play the sound of what Gayle King
she
says.
She's getting messy, getting involved.
And I want to talk afterwards, coming out of the sound, about whether or not, why Gayle King is speaking on this issue.
Okay. I mean, I look at the situation and I do say it's very interesting what's happening over there.
Right, right.
It's just gotten very messy and very sloppy.
Yes.
I do think that.
Yes.
You know, because in the beginning, I actually thought, good on Good Morning America. They're saying they're not taking them off the air, two consenting adults. But then the more you read, it's just very messy. And I think it's just, to me, a sad situation because you've got kids involved, you've got families involved, and I keep thinking about that.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned about that.
So that was Gayle talking to Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, got that right. So that's Andy Cohen you hear speaking with her. I don't know why Gayle King is talking about this.
Okay, to be fair,
yes.
There are usually drinks involved
right.
on Watch What Happens Live. They
yeah.
drink on air.
Yeah.
Secondly, she's with CBS. You can look at your competitor and smile. You know that Savannah Guthrie and Hoda are just giggling.
Yeah, but they keep their mouth shut. I don't remember
that's the power of Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
He makes things come out of people's mouths that, like,
right. In fairness, I think she wanted to talk about it. She has every right to talk about it. You know, you and I talk about it. There's no reason Gayle King can't talk about it. She is a competitor, so it makes it look a little bit like it's, twisting the knife.
To be fair, it was asked. He said, do you guys sit there?
But she knew what she was going to be asked about when she
she played it. She played it coy, though. She was like, I was not expecting this, as she pulled out a page of notes.
Right, exactly. So, but the one thing I wish she wouldn't have said, all the other stuff she can say whatever she wants. I wish she wouldn't have said, it's sad because there are kids involved, their family involved.
Why?
We have no idea what their situation. We have no idea what their family situation is.
I can't imagine. Okay, so I've been preach, Gayle. This is exactly what I've been saying for weeks. And now that Queen Gayle has said it, it is now canon. she's right, though. No, we don't know what's going on in their family. I do know that T.J. Holmes has two children with the woman that he is now divorced from. Those kids are young.
Getting divorced from or divorced from?
Estranged from. That's the mother of his children. Those
yes.
are young children. I don't know in what world those kids are going to school happy as clams. It's just not possible. Even if they have two great parents that are no longer married, their world as they know it is completely different. And so to be giggling and canoodling this early on a TV show is inappropriate.
Yeah, I hear your point. I mean, I guess the fallout from acknowledgement of the relationship is something. I guess what I'm saying, I'm going to the marriage, right? Everybody says, oh, it's sad. It's sad for his wife. It's sad for Amy's husband. We don't know. We have no idea what the nature of their relationship, if they were happy, if they were sad, if they were separated, if they were living in separate bedrooms, if they hated each other, if they've been talking about divorce for years, if they loved each other and it was blindsided. We have no idea what the nature of the relationship. But we do know, to your point, is that they have kids. I don't know exactly how old their kids are, but they're minor
mm-hmm.
children. And they now have to deal with the fact that their parents are infamous. Before they got to the pleasure of the fact, the benefits of the fact their parents were famous, now they're infamous.
Yeah.
And that's a burden you have to suffer.
And they did not sign up for that.
Yes. Well, but they also got the benefits from the fame, right? I mean, they got the wealth. They got the notoriety. I guarantee it.
Fame. I am a loyal NBC girl. I really didn't know who T.J. Holmes was until 2 weeks ago.
Oh, neither did I.
So their lives, it's not like they were the president's children. They could go to restaurants without being hassled. Everybody knows who T.J.
The kids still can. Yes,
well,
the parents can.
Now T.J. Holmes goes to the park with his kids.
Yeah.
People know who he is.
Yeah.
And that's because he couldn't keep it in his pants, to be honest.
What about her pants?
True, but her kids are older. And also those children are not from that husband.
Got it.
Her kids are from a previous marriage.
That is a layer of complication to it. Where do you think T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach are in 3 years? Married?
I think they have to. I think if they hate each other, they have to get married.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I think they have to stick it out.
This is it forever.
Forever.
As long as they're on air.
But I think they will be back on air within
Oh, no,
a
they
short
will. But
time.
I'm saying that until they retire, yeah. then they can get divorced. But right. they can't both be on air and then call it quits.
But here's the thing with them. This is their last job, right? Now that they're they're infamous, it's not like they can go on and do something else. This is going to follow them for better or for worse for the rest of their lives. Presumably, they love each other. They've been, you know, they left their spouses for each other in a very public way. They've been, I love the word canoodling. They've been canoodling for a long time. People in the office were always whispering that they seemed to be having an affair. They say they weren't. And I can see that, right? They clearly had affection for one. They even talked about the love they had for or the desire they had for one another, but then put it aside for the sake of the family until they were separate. I could see that happening. I think more likely they were shagging on the road because they
sure.
would travel together.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, though, that the public has the memory of a goldfish. We forget.
Yeah.
So if they commit to each other and keep it going, we will forget the scandal.
As a matter of fact, we'll think what a sweet story it is.
Totally. I'm even thinking we've had office romances at TMZ before that it's now you just forget and they're married people and, you know,
yeah.
you don't remember.
I think you're hitting on me right now, Jamie.
Well, oh, my goodness. Holiday party this weekend.
It is indeed. All right. Thanks very much, everybody. Have a great weekend. We will enjoy our holiday party and hope you have a great holiday weekend. See ya.
Bye.